Welcome to Through the Word, leading you on a journey through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. Today, Chris Langham guides us through the New Testament book of Luke. Now to Pastor Chris.
Luke chapter 8 on our journey through the Word, a chapter about the hidden power of the mighty Word of God. It begins in verse 1 with Jesus doing exactly what he came to do. After this, Jesus traveled about from one town and village to another, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. Jesus is out proclaiming the gospel. This is not just a stop along the way. This is what Jesus came to do. It carries throughout his story even more than the miracles. Jesus is proclaiming the kingdom of God. And then in verse 4, Jesus tells a parable about planting seeds to explain just how this preaching works. Verse 4, while a large crowd was gathering and people were coming to Jesus from town after town, he told this parable. A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering the seed, some fell along the path. It was trampled on, and the birds of the air ate it up. Some fell on rock, and when it came up, the plants withered because they had no moisture. Other seed fell among thorns, which grew up with it and choked the plants. Still other seed fell on good soil. It came up and yielded a crop, 100 times more than was sown. When he said this, he called out, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." Now, a parable is a story with a lesson in it. Jesus told stories about things and people that we can relate to help us understand spiritual truth. Everything is symbolic, so Jesus explains in verse 11. This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Think about that. A seed is an amazing little thing. Not much to look at, but it has the unseen power to give life. Now, in the parable, a seed is not your philosophical argument about God. The seed is not your stunning ability to explain God. The seed is the Word of God, the Bible. Consider how unimpressive a single seed is. Small, dry, not colorful or rich in texture, yet the power of life is in it. Just add good dirt and water, and you get the most amazing results. That's the power of the Word of God. The dirt in this parable represents the hearts of those who hear the word. The seed is always powerful, but Jesus describes three ways in which that powerful, life-giving seed of God's word will fail to bear fruit. First, in verse 12, those along the path are the ones who hear, and then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved. For some, the heart has been trampled on so much that the surface is hardened to the point that a seed can't get in at all. Satan picks it off easily. And then at verse 13, those on the rock are the ones who receive the word with joy when they hear it, but they have no root. They believe for a while, but in the time of testing, they fall away. These hearts have a little soft dirt, so they respond well to God's word. A shoot pops up, but then the sun gets hot. Life gets rough. Jesus calls it testing. Think about that. The testing is compared to sunshine. Sun is good for healthy plants if they have good roots. Testing is good for the believer with good dirt. The hot sun forces the roots to go deeper. But for those hearts without much good dirt, the time of testing dries up whatever little growth they had seen. And then in verse 14, the seed that fell among thorns stands for those who hear, but as they go on their way, they are choked by life's worries, riches, and pleasures, and they do not mature. With some believers, you see a little growth, but it never seems to get anywhere. They just don't grow up. The problem isn't bad dirt. Their heart may be fine. The problem is thorns. Nasty weeds are all around, and the heart is too busy growing the weeds to grow God's word. What are the thorns? Jesus says that they are life's worries, riches, and pleasures. Now, these are not necessarily outright sins, but they prevent the believer from growing. The key word here is mature. Every Christian is called to grow and to grow up. Spending time and thought on life's worries, riches, and pleasures will stunt your growth in the Lord. And then at verse 15, but the seed on good soil stands for those with a noble and good heart, who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering produce a good crop. Growing into a mature and strong Christian is pretty simple. No magic formulas or miracle grow. It just takes good seed. That's the word of God. Good dirt. That's a good and noble heart. Planting the seed. That's hearing the word and holding on to it. Room to grow. That means clearing out all of life's worries. And finally, perseverance. Gardening requires perseverance. It's an absolute necessity. The sunshine of test is good for you. It forces your roots of faith deeper into your heart. Without going into the details of verses 16 to 21, I want to point out two key phrases that you might want to mark in your Bible. In verse 18, Jesus says, "Therefore, consider carefully how you listen." In other words, when you don't listen with care and attention, you might lose the seed planted. And then skipping down to verse 21, Jesus replied, "My mother and brothers are those who hear God's word and put it into practice." Got that? Not just hearing God's word, hearing God's word and living it. That means practice what he preaches. It also means trusting Jesus at his word. Next up, the disciples are given an opportunity to do just that. In verse 22, "One day Jesus said to his disciples, 'Let's go over to the other side of the lake.' So they got into a boat and set out." So there it is. Jesus gave them a word. He told them to go and said they would make it to the other side of the lake. It may seem like a subtle thing he said, but remember, he just told them, in verse 18, "Consider carefully how you listen," and verse 21, "Hear God's word and put it into practice." Now he gives them a word. "We're going to the other side." Did they listen? Will they trust? The seed was just planted. The testing is about to come. At verse 23, "As they sailed, he fell asleep. A squall came down on the lake so that the boat was being swamped and they were in great danger." So Jesus fell asleep. Do you ever feel like God is asleep in your life? Right when the big storm comes, Jesus is out cold. Keep in mind, some of these men were fishermen. These were no high seas wusses. They spent their lives on the water. Yet in verse 24, they wake Jesus, convinced they're going to drown, and they question whether or not Jesus even cares about them. Have you ever faced a storm so big you felt utterly helpless? Then in verse 24, "He got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waters. The storm subsided, and all was calm." "Where is your faith?" he asked his disciples. Now that is awesome. But don't miss the lesson here. It's not about the miracle. Jesus takes on a massive storm with a word. Remember, this is about the power of God's word. But he doesn't turn to them and say, "Did you see how awesome that was?" No, he asks, "Where is your faith?" That's what this whole storm was all about. Not about miracles, but faith. If you ask me, I don't think that calming the storm was Jesus' highest plan for the disciples. See, too often we just want to get out of the storm. God spoke to my heart powerfully on this one a couple years ago when I was going through a storm of my own. "Son," he said, "I won't always get you out, but I will always get you through." Now, there are several more great stories in this chapter, but we're out of time for today's broadcast. I encourage you to read all of Luke 8 for yourself. Let the powerful seed of God's word plant and take root in the good dirt in your heart. Consider carefully how you listen, hear God's word and put it into practice, and trust in Jesus' promise to guide you through every storm and carry you safely to the other side.
Join us next time on Through the Word as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. Start your own journey through the Bible with our web and mobile apps at throughtheword.org. Our apps are free and free to share, so tell your friends and take the journey together. Chris Langham is the founder of Through the Word Ministries in Diamond Head, Mississippi. You can find information and links for all of our teachers on the website. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.